This shiur has been dedicated to the Refuah Karoiva, Labina Bas Frida.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Avad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Chulin Daf Tzadik Gimel. We have another inyan Shittas HaRambam. We've discussed the Shitta of the Rambam Gabi Machol Sasus. Bechlal, there's a Tosefes Chiddush in the sugis that we're learning. We have in the Gemara, Nisraba from the pasuk of Kol Chelav Chol Dam. The Gemara wants to know why they have said Kol Chelav Chelav Dam. What's Kol Chelav Chol Dam? The Gemara is Marba Chutin Klumois Knuknin, different blood vessels and different parts of the arteries and Chelav, which would not be the classic Dam. It wouldn't be the regular Chelav. The Torah is Marba that's also Bechlal the Issa Deraisa of Chelav and Dam. That's what's mavur by us in the sugya. The Rambam says a tremendous chiddush. The Rambam is in Machol Sasuras, Perek Zayin Ha'alocha Tazayin Yeroeli. It would seem to me, this is what the Rambam says when he's paskening Minasvar with Adam Akor in the Gemara. Shekol Elu Achutim Vakruma Sasur Midivrei Soifrim. The classic translation of Divrei Soifrim is Midrabonon. The Rambam does not mean that. We'll discuss that. They're called midivrei soifrim because they do not have the oinish. Even if a person eats chalila or kazayis of this type of chelav and dam, which is only nisraba from the ribui apostle, he does not get malchus, he's only makas mardus. The Rambam makes a startling and astonishing comparison to a chatz yeshir. What's a chatz yeshir? Person eats chelev, dam, any other machol sasus. Instead of eating a whole kezayis, he eats a chatzi kezayis. If he eats a chatzi kezayis of a dvar iser, he ate chazer, he ate pasul machol, but he only had half a kezayis, there's no malchus. The same is true, it's also min ha-Torah, but it's missing the shear to carry with it the penalty, the oinish, of Malkus. That's how the Rambam understands. And the Rambam calls them a Divrei Soifrim, which is not such a surprise. The Rambam refers with the terminology of Divrei Soifrim in different places to something which is Deraisa, but it has somewhat of a different status even in the Deraisa. We'll point out one case where the Noisei Kelim speak extensively. The Rambam says in Hilchos Ishus, that Kiddushe Bia, we know the Mishnah in Kiddushin says, or Isha Niknas B'Shulash Dvarim B'Kesev Shtar B'Bia. The Rambam says that Kiddushe Bia is Mina Toiro. The Torah says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha Bo'Leo. Ki Yikach, which is Kicha Kicha Mr. Ephron, that the word Kicha from Exer Shovim means Kesev is only Midivrei Soifrim. The Pashtus is that that's the Rabbanon. All the Noisei Kelim jump on the Rambam's Mufurish in the Gemara that there'll be an not only will there be Deraisa, Kedushin Deraisa, there'll be an Oinis of a regular Ishazish that's Mizanah. The din of a woman who got married by Kedusha Kesev is the same as a woman who's married by Kedusha Bia. What does Medivei Seifim mean? So the Megillas Esther and other Mufarshim of the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, which is where the Rambam uses this terminology, explain that what Midivrei Soifrim means in the terminology of the Rambam is that it's only learnt out from the Midois Shatar Nidreshes Bohem. It's not Mufurish in the Torah. It's only something which is learnt out from a different place. It's not Mufurish in the Torah that a woman could be married, that Kedushin is Chal, Ishus is Chal al Yidei Kedusha Kesef. It's learnt out with the Lashon Kikach. He took her, and taking in a different place means, Pekesef, this Kesef is also. Now, L'choyre, that's semantics. The Rambam is coming to define a halacha. He's not coming to tell you what the makor, what the source of a halacha is. The Rambam seems to be defining a halacha differently by defining it as Divrei Soifrim. What's the difference? And over there, the Rambam points out it's an Issa Deraisa, and it carries with it the same Oinish. Over here, the Rambam is saying with Divrei Soifrim that it does not carry with it the same Oinish. So this really needs Hesber, really needs some definition exactly. What is the Rambam understanding in something which is Deraisa, but it's Midivrei Soifrim? And will the Oinish be the same, and when will the Oinish not be the same? Again, like we said, the Rambam compares this to a Chatz Yishir. What's the definition of a Chatz Yishir? Let's break it down a little bit. Bepashtus, the definition of a chatz yeshir. Why am I saying bepashtus? Because there's maybe rayas from different rishonim, not like that, but in the simple sense. A chatz yeshir is something where the muhus, by definition, the thing itself is the same. That means the iser that the person is being over, he's really engaged in the same dvar iser. He's engaged, he's affiliated, he's mizdabik in the same iser, but without the shir in the maisa. Again, it's not that the iser is a different iser. Lamoshal. If a person eats a chatz yeshir, half a kezayis of basa b'cholov, it's not basa b'cholov. It is basa b'cholov. The maisa iser is not being done. The maisa which creates the reality of machol sasuris is that the person's ingesting machol sasuris. Maybe we could use even the terminology that we used in the Rambam a few shiurim ago, where the achila is not also al tachila. Achila is a way of being nene, the main way of being nene from a certain machol sasuris. Person takes basa b'cholov, he's not supposed to be oichel, he's not supposed to be nene. He brings it into his system, he's nene, he makes it part of himself. It is chaylev, it is dam, it is basa b'cholov, but the maisa that created that reality of having in him basa b'cholov is not the same maisa as a maisa with a full shear. A maisa of eating a kezais is a different type of maisa than only a half a maisa. There's a shear in the maisa. Every iser has the reality of the iser, the heftz of the isura, the physical reality or the halachic reality or what's created by the iser, and it has the maisa that brings about that state. The malchus only is on the maisa which creates that state, which is why a lav shein by maisa. And by Malkus, because the reality of the Avera could be an Avera, but it was not created with a Maisa. Malkus is for doing a Maisa of creating a reality of an Avera. So, if the shear of a Maisa Achila B'chol HaTor Kula is a Maisa of Achilas Kezayis, then less than that will not carry with it the Oynish. But it's the same Daraisa. Let's translate that over here. When we talk about Kedusha Bia, talking about Kedusha Kesef, the issues that's created, the reality that's created is the same thing. What's missing, and that's what's called Midivrei Seifim, is that since Kedusha Kesef is learnt out from Kedusha Kesef is learnt out from a Soda, that means existentially the Maisa, when a person marries a woman with a Maisa of Kedusha Kesef, he's using a Maisa which is not really a Maisa Kedushin. A Maisa Bia is a Maisa Ishus. By definition, the Maisa Bia is a Yichud of a man and a woman living with each other as man and wife. That is Kedushin itself. The Torah says, Ki Yichud Kishishu Bo'leo, that's the reality of Ishus. The Maisa which is transported with a Gzeir Shava from Sode, from buying a field, from Mekach u'Memkar, when it's translated in Kedushin, when it's put into Kedushin, it's really also a Maisa Mekach. The Torah is Mechadish that you could use a Maisa of Mekach in order to create the bond between a husband and a wife. When a man marries a woman, it's Mekach. When a man marries a woman, there's a yichud of ishus. There's an ishus, a relationship there. Bia creates that relationship. They're living together. Kesef does not create that relationship. The Torah says that the maisa of kesef, which is from someplace else, can be used to create that state. What's the difference? What's the difference if it's creating the state with a maisa or not? We'll point out one difference. There might be others. One difference is the Rambam will hold the Midaraisa when a man marries a woman, B'kedusha Kesef, he has to say Harei Amukudeshes Li, because since the Maisa by definition is a Maisa of commerce, a Maisa Mekhumemkar, that's the Psham the Gemara over there discussed extensively, that he has to say Harei Amukudeshes Li. Why does he have to say it? It's enough that he knows it, she knows it, the Edom know it. It's more than that. When he defines it as such verbally, what he does is he defines it as being Mekadosh. Otherwise it wouldn't be a Maisa Kedusha, it would be a Maisa Mekach. Again, that's totally in understanding many sugyos of Kedusha. I'm just using this as an illustration. What's negated to us is that the Rambam says that this type of dam, this type of chelev, the knukyos, the krumos, the chutn, which are only nisrabe, and it's p'daim techatz yishir, is the same thing. What does it mean, divrei seifrim? It means, be'etzem, he's imbibing in himself, he's ingesting chelev and dam. It's chelev and dam, the physical reality of the chelev and dam that's to be found in the outer arteries, or to be found in the chutin that's spread out from the main blood and chelev capillaries, capillaries are chelev and dam. Bechefze, they are chelev and dam. But the maisa of ingesting those things, that's not the main achilo. That's not the main, that's not the most prominent type of maisa of ingesting into oneself chelev and dam. What's missing is not so much the chefze of the chelev and dam, Lamosha, I would postulate that the timtum alev would be the same. But what's missing is the maisa iser, and that's why the Rambam squarely puts that as the same definition as chatzishir. Chatzishir, the chelev and dam is the same chelev and dam. You're missing the shir of the ma'isa. So that's the definition of the Rambam in front of us, and this is the definition that the Rambam uses in many places. And we have to remember this, that the Rambam sometimes, either something is learnt out from a different halacha, where be'etzim creates the same reality, but the ma'isa that creates is a different type of ma'isa. Or we'll say that the ma'isa is missing in substance, where even though the chaticha is the same, but the ma'isa is missing, and that's nagel legabe malchus. Malchus, the shear of malchus, is the prominence of the ma'isa. Other places where the Rambam uses this klal is, Paragimel halacha vav, also machal sasutz, he says legabi the dinim of yoitzim. We'll learn mitzvah in Bechoyrois, and we have coming up in the Daf Kuf Chof also. The din of yoitzim in atome tome, which means, in plain English, the produce of a non-kosher animal, the eggs, the milk of a non-kosher animal, of a trefa, are trefa, are also. The Rambam says over there in Paragimel halacha vav that those things, since they're learnt out from it needs a special pasuk, they're not considered macholos asuris proper. There won't be malchus. A person will eat a scrambled egg that's made from a non-kosher egg. He'll be over in issur deraisa. He will not get malchus. Why? Because malchus is the chshivus of the ma'isa. Over here, there's missing the chshivus of the ma'isa. It's k'moy chatzi shir because it's only learned out of a ribui. Same thing, the Rambam talks about something we had in the in previous peg, Be'ema Makasha, where an animal is moitzi ever mi rechem imoy, and the halacha is that ever is not nichnas into the shchita since the ever came out. So the ever is not part of the shchita, it's also only learned out of a ribui ha-posuk. The halacha is that ever ayoitz is not a proper trefa. All it is, it has the din of a trefa, it has the physical reality of a trefa, but it's not considered the full maisa. It's only kimoy chatz yishir, and in the middle there's no malchus. This is a klal that you have in Rambam, even though you find really comparisons to this type of idea in other places. Tosin Yevamos Dav Zayin Amid Beis talks legabe over there. The question is that a person who is Erev Pesach and he has to bring Korban Pesach, he was Tomei. And the only way he's a Tomei Mitzvah, the only way for him to become Torah is by putting his hand in this hazor of shemen that had to be put on him in order to be Mitzvah him over there. Sticking his hand to a Beis HaMikdash, he's Tomei. A Tomei coming to a Beis HaMikdash is alav deraisa's chayvik krisus. Is he allowed to stick in just his hand? Since Mavu over there, that be b'miktas shmei bir. It's considered coming into the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Lamed Gimel seems to say that there will be Malkus. So a person's Machnes Yodov, Rachman on the Beis HaMikdash, when his hands are Tomei, he didn't walk in. It's only a Bia B'Mikdash, this Malkus. Still, Taisu says, like we said in Yivam, is Daf Zayin Amid Beis, that Legabi Esa Doicha Loisa say, which would we be Doicha in order to facilitate the Kiyum of an Asay? Only sticking his hands in, not walking in. Why? Because since Lamaisa it's only from a Hekish, that's more Kal. You see, such a Musig in Taisus with something that's learnt out from a Derosha might not have the full severity of a Lav. Another example, the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Chof Hei speaks about Tchumen Deraisa. Well, there's one sheet in the Gemara that holds that Tchumen, walking out of the Tchum on Shabbos, is Deraisa. We pass him Tchumen Derabonon. Even in that, there's an opinion, the Rambam, the Rifu would seem to hold that way, that Chumin of Yud Bey's Mill, which is not the regular 2,000 amas of the regular Chum, but there's a shear, full shear of Machnisol, Yud Bey's Mill would be Deraiso, says the Mishnah Berurah, that it's more Kal, there's certain coolers that are explained over there. Why? Because it's not Mefurish in the Torah, the same idea. That means that if it's not Mefurish in the Torah, it's not the regular Maisa Malocha. The reality of a person walking out of the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is that Deraisa he violated Shlisa Shabbos. But is it a full Maisa Malacha, the same way we're defining Legabe Chatz Yashir? No. That's the, that would seem to be a Kav in the Rishonim. We'll just give a fascinating parallel of the same idea. It's what's called in the Sugyas Ribui Shiur. The Gemara discusses sugya in Erevin and Daf Samachay, and there's also Tosfos about in Gittin Daf Zayin. And the question is over there, Legabi Ribushur. What's Ribushur? A person is heating up water for a chodesh yesh besakon. He has to heat up a pint of water instead, and that's obviously not only a mutter, but it's a mitzvah. And lechadov shoy midlefnei pikuach nefoshes. And he heats up instead of a pint that's necessary for the leathers over there, he heats up a pint and a half, and he makes himself a tea with the rest. Did he violate Nisa the Rais? It's certainly also. Riba Shurim is also, even when you're preparing something for a mitzvah purpose, you're not allowed to add to the shir. The question is, is it also the Rabbon Tosfos and Gittin Daf Zayin? Clearly Nemzon, that's the Rabbonon. The Ran Nemzon, it's the Raisa. And the question is, what exactly the Machloikis is? Not only that, but it would seem to be a Gemara in Menachos, where the Gemara Menachos talks about pulling a branch off a tree, Litzoyrich, and on the branch there's two peiros that were necessary. Pekuch nevashas on the two. What happens if he pulls off a branch with three fruits, three apricots instead of two? Over there would be an Issa Deraisa, not an Issa Derabon. It would seem to indicate that Rebbe Shurim is certainly Deraisa. So what's the Machloikis? The Chassam Sefer says clearly when you learn the Sugyas, he says when you learn the Rishonim that Ribu Shurim would be Deraisa without Malkus. That means there's an Issa Deraisa, even according to Iran, there will not be Malkus. Gedra Advarim, how do we define that? It's not much the same definition. When a person adds to the amount of water that's being heated, there's a reality of a malacha here because water is being heated. That's a violation of Shlisa Shabbos. But the maisa that he's doing, since the taking a pot and putting it on the flame and turning on the flame is a mitzvah because of Bekuch Nefashis, how can you define a maisa that's a mitzvah, a maisa that's mechuyif to do on Shabbos, bimahuz, by definition, as a maisa of Chil Shabbos? The two don't go together. Either it's Bekuch Nefashis or it's Chil Shabbos. That takes away the Maisa from being considered a Maisa Avera of Chil Shabbos. But is Chil Shabbos being created? Is there a reality over here of something being cooked up on Shabbos and you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos because there's an extra amount? Yes. So there's Ribu Shiurim, there's a reality, there's a B'muhus, there is a Mitzius of Chil Shabbos. The Maisa of creation doesn't have the full shame of Chil Shabbos. So it won't have Malkus. It will not have with it the full brunt of being a Maisa Malach on Shabbos, Legabi Oynish, Legabi being a Korban, Legabi being Chayim in Misa, if it was done, b'mezid. Gerada, what we just said by Rebbe Shurim, we'll add, we just said that the Ram brings a L'chore, what seems to be a Rayim Ochrachas, the Rebbe Shurim's Daraisa, from a branch with three apples, a branch with two apples. What you have to say is that different Malachas are Choluk. It's quite possible that the act of being toilish, a branch, even though really the physical, it's attached by the same stem. You pull it off, it happens to be growing two or three. By definition, that's a different maisa. It's a different maisa because you're not just pulling off a twig, and it happens to be the twig is attached to fruit. You're pulling off the fruit. You're pulling off, it's a maisa where existentially the maisa is a different maisa. Here you're pulling off the tree a branch of three apples, and here you're pulling off the tree a branch of two apples. When you cook water, the amount of water that's cooked, the cooking happens by itself. Your maisa is just putting the pot on the flame. Putting the pot on the flame, there's no difference insofar as your maisa is concerned, where you put a maisa with this amount or that amount. It's all the same thing. How much gets bubbled up, how much gets cooked afterwards, that's already a miti divimela because you put it on the flame. The maisa is only the putting it on. So in that case, there wouldn't be a chilik. This chilik is This distinction is nischadish by Rimei Simcha in Or Samech to be mitaritz ribushum according to the other Rishon. So what we discussed over here is an interesting definition of chatzishe. Chatzishe doesn't mean just less. There's a definition over here of there being a reality of that veru without the maisa, insofar as malchus is concerned. We explained that the Rambam holds that chatzishe to be not only when it's missing in the amount, but even when it's missing in the quality of what's being ingested. It could be considered that a person ingested chelev and dam, but the chelev and dam is a lower quality. It's a lesser chelev and dam to the point where the mice is a different type of mice. We explained the comparison. We explained what the Rambam means by divrei soifrim. We explained what that means in a parallel to hilchus kedushin, ishus, maisim of kamaras, maisim of ishus, and so on. And we brought up different examples where we see that the reality of something could be nischalik, where you might have two realities might be the same, but the maisim thereof might be separate, depending on how we define the maisa in front of us.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.